634, please.
Looking to thee from day to day, trusting thy grace along the way, knowing that thou wilt safely keep all that is thine. Sure of thy soul redeeming love, sure of a crown of life above, singing thy praise I press along, Savior divine. Looking to thee, trusting thy grace,
humbly come before you this morning. We thank you for this opportunity we have to come together to hear your word proclaimed, sing these songs, praise to thee. We thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for all the blessings of life. You have so richly blessed us. We ask you, please be with all those who are sick and afflicted, those less fortunate we are. Those who have lost loved ones recently, comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Help us be better Christians, better examples. Help us, dear Lord, from day to day, that we may grow in strength and wisdom of your word. Dear Lord, we ask you to be with the church here at New Lexington, our sister congregations. Help us go spiritually, numerically. Help us to go those around about us and proclaim your word, that they may turn to you and look for you for guidance. Help us always to look for you for our guidance from day to day. Dear Lord, we thank you again for your Son. Please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Please be seated. Scripture reading this morning comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. In the Pew Bible, it's page 1716. 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Page in the Pew Bible, page 1716. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's goods and seeth his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him. Brother Tom.
Invitation song this morning would be 560. If you will, please turn to 537. This song will turn over to Charles.
What a song of delight in that city so bright. We'll be wrapped beneath heaven's fair dome. How the ransom will raise happy songs in his praise when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, where never a sorrow will come, there'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home. As we sing here on earth songs of sadness or mirth, 'tis a foretaste of rapture to come. But our joy can't compare with the glory up there when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, where never a sorrow will come, there'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home. Having overcome sin, hallelujah, amen, will be heard in that land o'er the foam. Every heart will be light and his face will be bright when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, where never a sorrow will come, there'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home.
Are we good? We're good. Okay, spring is upon us.
I see some green things coming out of brown. That is.
And that is not a good sight. I keep messing with the microphone. There we go. Maybe that'll help. All right. Our scripture reading this morning is taken out of 1 John, the first book of John, chapter 3. And as I've mentioned in presentations before, John keeps referring to all of that he deals with as little children. It's kind of interesting. He sees himself almost as a parent, grandfather, father figure, which is a good idea, because sometimes you look at people and you say, you know, you have some wisdom to share. And I think that's kind of important as a teacher, as a preacher, as an older person. I knew neither one of my grandfathers. They both passed away before I ever came into this world. And so I didn't have some, and my father worked a great deal just simply to be able to put food on the table. So there was nobody who came by the house in a truck or a car and said, "Hey, grandson, let's go fishing. Hey, can you help me do this?" You know, most of my relatives lived in Coshocton. We lived in Muskingum County. And so there was nobody who came by and said, "Hey, let's go by the pond." There was nobody to do that. And as a Boy Scout or a Cub Scout, quite frequently scoutmasters, they had other things to do, and they had their own sons to do things with. They pick and choose, you know, who their children hang out with and things like that. So, you know, me running off with my granddad to go fishing or something was not something that was going to happen. Just wasn't gonna be there. But anyway, John, he looks at this and he says, by this we know love, because he, who's he? Jesus Christ. He laid down his life for us. And he's talking about all of us who are Christians. He's talking about us. John knows that Jesus laid down his life. How? By giving his blood, by being sacrificed upon the cross for our sins. And he only had to do it once. In the Old Testament, you sacrificed every year. Jesus made one sacrifice. He only had one life to give. You know, in wars, in the service, people are in groups, troops, companies. And quite frequently, one soldier who comes back says, you know, I had this buddy. He was my friend. And you know, he landed on the grenade so we could come back. Or hey, he stepped in front of me when that bullet was meant for me, and he took that for me. Or you have a fireman who steps into a house to save a child, and the child is saved, but something went wrong and the fireman went down. Or the police officer was killed in the line of duty of being able to save somebody who was about to be shot during a robbery. Or an angry human being and being angry at their next door neighbor. You hear stories of that. The teacher who sacrificed their life for the children in the school when they had a shooter. And come find out the teacher is the one who dies. The person who got hit by the car as they're trying to load the body into an ambulance so that they can be taken to the hospital. But the EMT is gone for whatever reason. And we think about them on occasions. Jesus had one opportunity to give his life for our souls, for the sins that we committed. He says, he laid his life down for us. Now, for some, I don't know about you, but I still have a hard time with the concept that Jesus didn't even know. I mean, he knew that I was probably going to exist, but how did he know that my soul was going to need to be saved? It's like he knew I was going to exist in the future. Wow, that's kind of interesting. If you think about it, how would Jesus know to save, to lay down his life for me? Because Christianity is about my soul. It's about your soul. It's about us as individual souls. And so whoever comes along now or in the future, he laid down his life for that person in the future. That's something to think about. He gave a life for future souls. Wow. Who would do that? God's Son. God had a plan that included his Son to give his life and give his blood for people who don't even exist yet. Small catch, you have to believe he did it. If you don't believe, it doesn't apply to you. Or you're just ignoring the facts, one of the two. And then John says, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. We should be willing to do what we need to do for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We were talking about that just in Bible class. How far do you go? How far do you sacrifice? Well, how far do you sacrifice? As long as it's not putting your soul in jeopardy, that's how far you go. How far do you go to bring somebody back? As long as it doesn't put your soul in jeopardy. If it puts your soul in jeopardy, you too have crossed the line. You're not looking out for your own soul. So we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, are to look out for one another. We are to love one another. We are to sacrifice one another, ourselves, in order to... Yeah, we are to say... I said that wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. We are to sacrifice so that others can be saved. We are to sacrifice so others can be supported, but not at the cost of our own soul. Small catch to that. I cannot sacrifice my soul on the part of Jim. I can't do it. Because if I do, then I lose my soul, even though he may be saved. I'm not allowed to do that. Because who's going to save mine if I've already given it up? So we have to be very careful about that. But whoever has this world's goods, if you're rich, I don't know if anybody is rich. I know lots of rich people. I do. And some of them are good people. But most of them are not Christians. Oh, they think about God almost like an afterthought. I'm not sure, that's not good, but that's how they see it. And I don't think, as hard as I've tried, I'm going to be able to change their minds. I've thought about just about every way I possibly can to do it right, and I don't think I'm going to be successful. I'm hoping that maybe I will be someday, but I'm not sure, because I think they love their money more than they love God, and that's not good. It really isn't. But whoever has this world's, by the way, he's still talking about brethren, but whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, does the love of God abide in him? He's asking a question. Technically, he's saying, if you're in good standing financially, and you see that your brother or sister in Christ is in need, are you helping them? That's the question he's asking. Are you helping? Well, brother, I pray for you. See you later. Well, I'm sorry, sister. I'll think about you. Did you help? Did you attempt to help? I have a feeling the answer to that question is no, they didn't. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. If you see somebody who's in need, okay, brother, I'll pray for you. When you could have actually bought the meal, put in the gas in the gas tank, you had an extra chair they could have had, or a bed, and you saw that they needed, did you give it to them, or did you take it down to Goodwill and let them take care of it? Did you let somebody else do your good deed for you? Or did you do the good deed yourself, or did you just let it slide? John's making a good point here. Are we taking care of ourselves? Did you send somebody to do the hospital visit for you, or did you go and do it? So and so couldn't make it, so they sent me. Okay. That might be possible, but did you go yourself when you could? Did you do, or did you find a replacement? because a good deed can only be done by you. Well, he meant to come. You know, he had good intentions. I don't think good intentions is what he's talking about. Good intentions are great, but eventually you got to do them. Otherwise, you didn't do it. Somebody else did your good deed for you. And it's all about, don't tell me that you wanted to go visit. The next line says, but love somebody indeed. Ah, and the last word in that verse is truth. Truth is hard. I like to think I'm a hard worker. Question is, am I, or do I just work harder than the person standing next to me? I don't work hard at all. And I just put in half an effort when they don't put any effort in at all. Am I actually working hard? Do I work hard at my Christianity? Do I work hard at doing God's word? See, Christianity is not just about words. It's about deeds too. The guy, you know, a guy comes into my wife's classroom and says, you know, Mrs. Savage, I'm going to do my homework. That was Monday. Tuesday. Well, you know, I meant to do my homework. He sees where I'm going. Okay. Wednesday, student comes back in again. Mrs. Savage, I meant to do my homework, but, you know, I just got up to play those video games for three, and next thing I know, it was 3 hours later, and it was bedtime. Thursday, student comes in and says, Mrs. Savage, I meant to do, and my wife just stands there and looks at him. And says, yes, I'm sure you did. You know, tomorrow is the last day for you to turn in your homework. He's like, oh, but I'm supposed to play whatever the name of that game is. He said, I'm supposed to play with all my buddies. She says, but you've been playing that video game all week with your buddies. Can you give me one day? She asks the question. Yeah, I guess I will. You know, and her homework gets turned in about half. Instead of three paragraphs, she gets a paragraph and a half. I'm not quite sure how long it takes to write three paragraphs, but it must have been a real doozy. See, he had good intentions, but there was only a half job. 5 days to do it. And he waited to the last minute and only did a half job. It's like, wow. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that his grade, if I know my wife's grading in her English class, I'm pretty sure I know what his grade was. It might have been a C, maybe. I'm not sure. It says, my little children, do not love people just in word. Love you, brother. Take care. Okay. But in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. How? Because not only did we say it, we did it. Okay. You know, someday I believe I'm going to be baptized. You know, I know I promised you last Christmas that I'd be baptized. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Next thing you know, it's Valentine's Day. I'm going to pick all the holidays, by the way. Okay, next thing you know, it's St. Patrick's Day. Oh, today is a good day to get baptized. It's St. Patrick's Day. I hope that person knew who St. Patrick was. Okay, next thing you know, it's Mother's Day. You know, today is a good day I should get baptized, but, you know, I'm just not feeling it. Then it's Father's Day. You know, in honor of my father, I should get baptized. Then it's 4th of July. Well, in honor of the country, I should get baptized. Oh, I have actually heard that one. I really have. Well, you know, it's Halloween. That's probably a good time to get baptized. I don't know why Halloween. I have no idea. Okay. Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Next thing you know, it's Christmas again. Didn't you promise me last Christmas? Yeah, but you know, I got company coming. I keep meaning to. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. He knows if you're going to commit yourself or not. He knows that you'll commit yourself or that your heart is just going to lead you down the next excuse. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God. If our hearts do not cheat us, if our hearts do not let us down, if our actions and our words do not let us down, we have confidence in what we're doing. I have seen people who have been baptized and they come out of the water and they are feeling great. Did the water do something for them? It's just water. It's the act. They committed themselves to being a Christian. Yes, the water is part of it. You go down into the water. Just, by the way, just like Jesus did when John the Baptist baptized Jesus. Remember the sermon that I gave when I said Jesus walked up to John and said, I need to be baptized of you. And then John makes the argument and says, no, wait a minute, whoa. I should be baptized of you. And Jesus looks at him and says, we, that was the catch, right? We need to do this. Jesus is telling John, we need to do this. And in our hearts, if we are not baptized and we claim to be Christians, we haven't followed what Jesus did. Jesus did it. Why should we not do it? If so, why not? If not, then why not? I think that was something that Dallas Lockhart used to say a lot of. If not, then why not? I have friends of mine who just they think that just because they believe, they're saved. No. You haven't done anything yet. You have to go down into the water, and you have to come back up out of the water. That is what baptism is for. And that's the example that Jesus gave us. Jesus partook of the communion. If we don't take communion, we're not doing what Jesus did. Jesus prayed. Jesus read the scriptures. Jesus knew the scriptures. I wish I had a memory like that. Oh, I would love to have a memory like that. It would be phenomenal. And Jesus sacrificed his gifts, his gift of healing. Remember the woman who touched his clothes? And he says, whoa, who touched me? He knew something had gone out of him. Are we doing? And he gave. He gave to the 5,000, only a handful of fish and bread. But he gave. Do we give? And it's not necessarily money. It's giving of ourselves. The money is worldly. Bread and fish, it's worldly. It's material. It doesn't, that part of it. Did we give of ourselves? Do you do things for your mom and dad because they ask you to, not because you feel guilty? Do we do things for our neighbors, not because we feel guilty, but because of who we are as Christians? Do we give? And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment. This is the commandment. We've talked about this before, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. If you believe, you will do. That's all there is to it. If I didn't believe in my mother, I wouldn't have done the stuff my mother asked me to do. If I didn't believe in my father, I wouldn't bother to do it. I'd be a rowdy so-and-so. I'd have gotten more trouble than you would ever believe. But I listened to my mother and my father. I did what they asked me to do. If we believe in Jesus Christ, we will do the things that he asks us to do. If we believe in God, we will do the things that he asks us to do. He said, we should believe on the name. This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. What do we do if we love one another? What do you do if you love somebody? You will do what's best for them, and they will do what's best for you. My parents loved me dearly. Sometimes my mom needed to dearly love me a little harder with that yardstick or that ping pong paddle. There was a couple of occasions she would have to do that to me. She said she loved me. I'm going to trust her for that. I think I turned out okay, maybe. But anyway, but she would also feed me. She would also make sure I got my homework done. She would make sure that my clothes were clean. She taught me manners. She made me do the good things in life. Now, I'm sure that my sister would tell you something completely different. You know, if you ask her, she constantly reminds me of the time that I pulled the head off of her baby doll. I thought I was being nice, but obviously I was not. My mother taught me that she loved me for that. Eventually. And it says, love one another as gave us commandment. As he gave us a commandment to listen to God, to follow the commandments of God and Christ, to love one another, to give and help one another. And I think that all of you do that. I truly believe that all of you do that here. And I truly believe that your neighbors believe that too. And if they can see that we all love one another and that you love them, they will ask you why. They will ask you why. And what you can do is point out to them this scripture from 1 John 3, 16 through 23, and say, we do these things because we love one another, and we are brothers and sisters in a family that is bigger than anything in this world. We belong to Christ. It's not just word, but it's indeed. Saying it is easy, doing it is a little harder. If you need to commit yourself today to Jesus Christ, maybe you've already committed yourself to God, but maybe what you need to do is commit yourself to Jesus Christ, God's Son. And if there's any possible way that we can help you do that, would you make your way to the front and let us know what it is that you need? Whether it's baptism, whether it's prayers, maybe it's just a hug. But if there's anything that we can do to help any of you, you let us know as we stand and as we sing.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, they have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, He has the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is the living way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the path of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Please be seated.
We prepare our minds to take the Lord's Supper. We'll sing 432. 432.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, brings its scenes before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadow o'er me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Anyone need communion? Mark will be glad to get it for you. Prepare our minds the song, take the Lord's Supper, bread representing his body and the fruit of the vine, his precious blood. That last verse there says, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Until we find that rest, we're here today to take these emblems and worship God. Someday we'll have that rest when we're here no more, if we remain faithful to our Lord. Let's do that and give thanks for his Son and his precious body as we partake of these emblems, please. Let's bow our heads. Almighty God, we thank you so much for your Son and what he's done for us. Help us to remember that on the Lord's Day, every Lord's Day, as you commanded us to do, and do it willingly and cheerfully, to remember the sadness he went through, the pain for us and all of mankind, clear back to the beginning and till the end of the world. Thank you so much, God, for Christ. Forgive us of our sins and help our minds be centered on the cross, on Jesus. In his name, amen. Let's give thanks. Dear God, we thank you again for the fruit of the vine. What a blessing it is to have someone care so much for our soul as our Lord did. We thank you now for his precious blood. This fruit of the vine represents that blood that flowed from Calvary's mountain. Thank you so much. Forgive us of our sins. In Christ's name, amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear God, we thank you again for Christ and for your love and mercy. As we give back to you this morning, God, help us do it cheerfully. As we've been prospered for the work of the church, to help other people in any way we can. Help us be zealous and do good works, God, as we have just learned in your word, by deeds, thoughts, and actions, not by just words. Help us do this wholeheartedly, God, in Christ's name, amen. Now I have announcements. I
have quite a few announcements this morning, if I can get through this. I've not been thinking real good. I had some tests in the middle of the week, and I think the anesthesia is still in my head. It just feels that way. So I do the best I can with that. Also, I noticed the bulletins were out. If you're here and you didn't get a bulletin, we'll be glad to run one off on that. So, yeah. So at that, I'll probably be asking Holly anything that I've missed in the bulletin on that. So several things this morning. The house-to-house went out. Few people got that. It happened to be on that mailing list. So those, I was concerned. I wanted that sent out right before Easter, hopefully, and it did go out way before Easter, so that is good. So you want to, I'm going to have, who has the closing prayer, Tom?
Tyler.
Okay, I'll get, let's see, someone to hand these out. Ernie, could you do that? Good enough here, I think we can give each one to someone, each household, one of these. These went out, and a few of you got them, I know that. Here's something to think about here. How many different people did you talk to this week? I think about that. How many would, if you run across that you got to speak to for a while? The first episode of our South Main Church of Christ podcast, Spring Season, is now available on the website or on the Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Spotify. Our guest was Alicia Miklos from the Southeast Ohio Food Bank. There's a short video clip from the video, which has gotten already, and that came out midnight on Wednesday night. 200 views. So this is where we're making a difference in some people. This is going to pay off in the long run, I think, to get someone come in and we find out that they came because of listening to things on the podcast. 200 people, that's beyond my imagination of what would happen. Many announcements here this morning. I've got a thank you card from Brother Dave and Sister Rosa, and so good to see them out again. Dave's really went through it, so I think of you as a warrior, Dave, what you've been able to do. Yeah, we need to be very thankful that you're back. Dear church family, thanks for your kindness and thoughtfulness. Hope you know how very much we are appreciated and what a difference you've made. With sincere gratitude, we thank God for each of you. We are truly blessed to have you as our church family. Thank you for your prayers and support in Christian love, David and Rosalia, Lena. This is a card that mentions New Concord Church of Christ, the church here got it, and what they're doing. I did have something, maybe next week we'll have that run off there, that it's an update on what New Concord does with house to house and some of the other things. The house to house school of evangelism. They've been doing that since October of 23. I'll put this card, I think I'll put that on the bulletin board as well as the thank you card. Also, a day of prayer is coming up for Potter's Children Home. That would be March 30th. Ask us to pray for all the children in the world. And I think right now I know adults are very upset when I hear them talking about what's going on, a lot of things. And you take a young person that's able to understand what's going on and things, it's difficult on them too. So keep that in mind. Here's a thank you from Roger Chafin, who was here a few weeks ago talking about World Bible School. And he gives us a letter here thanking us for that. I won't read that time. But at the very end, he wrote, thank you very much for your generous gift of $300 towards Bible study material that's sent out to all over the world. I think he spoke about it. Just a few countries that they don't reach. They have several languages it goes into. Here's a Guardians. Let me pronounce that right, Guardians of Truth Men's Retreat that's coming up. And as I looked at, my mind goes back to one time Joe and I went down to this. The thing that gets me now, I'm not sure I could do that again, it says bring a sleeping bag. So I've done some of that before, and I have some memories, some stories on that as well. So, yeah. When you're sleeping overnight, depending on where you are, sometimes on concrete. Let's see, this is from Fishinger Road. They're having a five-week series viewing Francis Schaeffer's How Should We Then Live? It's a documentary exploring Western civilization's defining moments and how Christians can remain grounded in biblical truth. And that'll be on the bulletin board as well. That starts April the 22nd, Fishinger Road in Columbus. And Fishinger Road's having a Ladies' Day March the 7th. So a lot of things going on. That's with Tracy Shannon. She's from Fried Hardeman University. Wow. Okay. I'd never noticed that. Thank you, Ernie. Yeah, that's March 7th of 2026. I should have noticed that when it was past the date that they would have got it out earlier than that. So you can make plans for that. That's a good thing to know that far ahead of time. Harrisonville Church of Christ, and I wondered where that was. I'd never heard of that before. That is in West Virginia. They're having a Ladies Inspiration Day on May 17th. That is this year. And having Marcia Robinson as the person that would be teaching the class for the ladies there. And it said register by May 1st for a free t-shirt. So that's something different as well in that. And that is, let me see the town here, Ellensboro, West Virginia. Might be a nice drive in the spring.
It's just right outside of Parkersburg.
Right out of Parkersburg, not too far into West Virginia then. Okay. Another Ladies Inspiration Day. It seems like there's a lot of those this time of year. And see, that's Somerset, May 17th. That same one is the same time as the one in West Virginia. I think that's about everything I have. I'm seeing it this time. Holly, anything that needs to be announced at this time that was in the bulletin? I know you have something coming up Monday, and we want to keep you in our prayers. And any other things that need to be mentioned at this time?
Susie went home not feeling well.
Okay, Susie left a little early. She wasn't feeling well. I understand that. And who was that?
Carla and Randy.
Okay.
Yeah, Carla's
having her surgery too.
That's Tuesday.
Okay, we need to keep her in her prayers as well. Yeah, and both of them now have cancer.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to do something for me. This will only take an extra minute to hear. Would you stand up and I was thinking this covers that sermon so well. I think Charles was talking about the love. So let's do one verse of 382. And then we'll be dismissed by prayer, Tyler. We're part of the family that's been born again. Part of the family whose love knows no end. For Jesus has saved us and made us his own. Now we're part of the family that's on its way home. And sometimes we laugh together, sometimes we cry, sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. Sometimes we dream together of how it will be when we all get to heaven, God's family. Tyler.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to come together again today and worship you, sing songs to you, and hear a lesson from your word. God, we ask you to be with those mentioned in our prayer list, those that have upcoming tests, procedures, and those that are dealing with various health illnesses, that you provide comfort to them to their and their challenging times. God, we're so very thankful to have Brother Dave back today. Please be with him and Rosa as he continues to gain strength and recover from his recent illness. God, thank you for our lesson today from Charles, the time that he prepared to give us our lesson. Help us to take this and that we're able to support one another, that we're able to seek the needs of others, and help our congregation grow. God, please be with us as we separate, that we continue to walk in the heavenly light. And Lord, when we fall short, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.